And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara, still in the chair, still in the booth. We're here with some teachers from Lee Elementary, Cindy Norris and Aaron McCormick. We're going to be talking about the 66th annual Lee Elementary Chicken Barbecue. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. So let's get started. Oh, pardon me. All right, there we are.
Yeah, it's important to have those mics turned on when people talk into them.
Yes, that's so, very important.
He's learning. Ladies.
You're the new guy, so that's okay. Good. We'll give you a pass.
Okay, all right.
We're getting there.
Can we hear Aaron now?
I don't know.
Yes! Okay. You see how he came through so quickly?
I'm learning fast.
Well done.
Way to go.
So tell me a little bit about this chicken barbecue. I'm not familiar with it. I'm fairly new to the community, so I'd love to hear about this.
It's been going on. This will be the 66th year. It's the longest running fundraiser here in our school district. It's something that Aaron and I both have spent many years doing because we both went to Lee School. And so I've been teaching for 34, and Aaron?
I've been teaching for 14 years at Lee.
So all those years growing up and then our teaching years. It's a way to earn money for our school, and our PTO provides awesome opportunities for us with the profits, and it's just been a really great thing for our community to come and get involved, and for former students, former teachers, former neighborhood families all come and have some awesome chicken.
All right, and what are some of the proceeds that this barbecue will be going towards?
PTO uses it towards technology lately. They've been helping the school get a lot of iPads. Last year they were able to use some of the funds to purchase 30 iPads for our STEM program that we have at our school. And so that is very helpful because all the kids use it, even kindergarten, which is the grade that I teach.
No, back in my day we didn't have iPads in the classroom. Yeah. My day wasn't too long ago. I'm only 25, but you know, it's interesting to see what these kids are working with nowadays.
Yes.
It's awesome. It changes all the time. And so with a PTO that can help sponsor some of our technology needs that, you know, maybe the district isn't able to keep up with everything, it's nice to be able to have that money afforded to us to keep up with it because, you know, technology changes all the time. So
back in my day, we had iPads, too.
You did not.
Known as Big Chief.
I was going to say, what did they look like?
Number two pencils.
Yeah. Those are still fun to ride on, too. But.
So we're talking a little bit about this chicken barbecue here.
Yes.
When's the date of that chicken barbecue?
It's coming up on September 21st.
Next Friday.
Yep. And people can... Oh, go ahead.
It's from 5 to 7 at the school.
We'd love to see people come and support our school, support the community effort going on. We have a lot of regulars that come every year. We'd love to see some new faces. If you want something different to do that Friday night, come out and enjoy barbecue chicken, and you can take it home with you on the to-go line. We also have a place where you can come in and sit down and eat together as a family or whoever you're with. And
this year we're actually going to have a drive-through lane too.
Yes.
So I think it's from 5:30 to 6:30, you will be able to drive through and just get your meal that way. You won't even have to get out.
You don't have to get out. How easy can that be?
Yeah.
And who cooks the chicken?
It's current dads, past dads of the students, and they have a lot of fun time. They have a secret recipe that they use. Ooh.
And it's kind of like a rite passed down from family and fathers to families and fathers. So
they've been using the same recipe for, I think, the whole time so far. So it's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting excited already. So tell me a little bit about the prices and the options of different types of meals available.
Well, you know, probably a lot of people get a quarter of a chicken, but then, you know, if you're like me, I like to have something left over for the next day. Barbecue chicken the next day is awesome. So you can get a half a meal for $10 or a quarter of a meal for $8. And then we do have a vegetarian meal that's $8. And if your littler ones want to have a smaller meal, they can get a longhorn meal, which is a hot dog. So there's options, and that's $5.
And those prices do go up $2 more at the door. Mm-hmm. Then if they get them now, they can come to the school or they can order them at LeeChickenBarbecue.com and get them at the cheaper price.
And how long have you all been involved with this specific program or this specific barbecue fundraiser? Have you been doing it the entire time you've been working at the elementary, or have you only recently got involved?
Well, the cool thing now is we can do all of this online on a Google Drive, and we can go in and sign up for times. I know Aaron and I have probably done it every year that we've taught. It's one of those fun things to look forward to because you get to see all the people coming back, and it's a lot of the same ones. And I think they kind of look forward to seeing, you know, some of the same teachers. Are they still there? You know, we keep hanging on. And so it is fun.
They get teachers to volunteer to sign up, but then there's also a lot of community help, too, from K-State and other places that we get volunteers from. And then, of course, we have the sponsors that help us be able to buy the chicken and the food to go through with it.
And we have a list here of the sponsors, K-State Credit Union, Alms Group, and Mary Schaefer Realtor, or Scharf Realtor, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Hy-Vee, was that intercan.net, Copycats, Target, Sonic, Rockabilly Deli.
Yes.
We couldn't do this without volunteers. You know, there's so many businesses and people around the community that constantly do things for kids, do things for our schools. And it's one of those things that every month at a board meeting, they usually share things that the community members have done for different schools. And our big, huge sponsor is the K-State Federal Credit Union, and we can't thank them enough. They are always willing to jump in and help. Yeah. From classroom projects to doing things within our school, it's just, they have been awesome. That's Lorraine Kramer at the credit union. Yeah.
Yeah.
And her gang.
And if people want to volunteer or get involved or buy tickets, remind us how we can get in contact with you all.
They just need to call Lee Elementary School. It's at 587-2050.
All right.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
It's going to be fun, and we hope that we see a lot of new faces out there, and we always have things going on that we need that money to help our students at Lee. Aaron?
Yeah. It'll benefit the kids, and that's the biggest thing.
All right. Teacher Cindy Norris and Aaron McCormick, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we have Representative Sydney Carlin. Sorry about that. Right here on In Focus. Stay tuned.
I've never seen anybody break into Dancing with the Stars with the unfocused theme before. You know, Cindy, I'm blown away. Blown away.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweeps.